Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome, my friends, to a very special episode of the Wellness Talk Podcast. I am George Batista, as always, your host and your wellness advocate. Wellness Talk is the show that goes over the latest in health, healing, nutrition, and fitness. Now, this is a special show for two reasons. Number one, this is our 200th episode. That's right, there have been 200 episodes of Wellness Talk. For those of you who don't know, I actually started this show back in 2012. And this is when podcasting was in its infancy. And I wasn't very smart back then. I did about 100 episodes and then I stopped. Big mistake. And the reason I picked it up again was because when the pandemic started, I started to get asked to be on other folks' shows, right? Other people's shows, they wanted to discuss health and nutrition. They wanted to discuss the immune system and those types of things. And then I said to myself, well, why am I going on other people's show? I might as well pick up my show again, because it's really, really needed at this time, right? We definitely needed that information at that time. So I picked up the show right where I left off, and another 100 episodes later, here I am, 200 episodes of Wellness Talk. So first of all, I just want to say that this show would not be possible if it wasn't for the support of you guys, those of you who listen every week, those of you who support this show, those of you who share it with friends and family, those of you who comment on it. I want to thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. This is a labor of love, and it's an honor and a pleasure to share this information with you. You have to remember that I learn things too when I share the information with you. When I'm going through the studies, the brand new information that's coming out, I go, wow, this is information I need to share with the folks out there, with the folks who listen to the show all around the world, because I think it's vital and they need to hear this, right? So then I share it with you guys. So we're both learning at the same time. And, you know, it's a fantastic thing. So, and I just cannot wait for the next 200 episodes, because we got a lot of great stuff coming up, a lot of planning that's going into it. So stay tuned for that. And again, thank you for all the support throughout the years. Another reason why this is a very special show is because it's going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a longer format, in that I'm still going to do a couple of articles that I would normally do, but I'm also going to have a very special guest on the show. And we'll talk about that in a minute. But today, our topic is going to be on the biggest disability in the world, and that is low back pain. Now, many of you, you know, I'm sure everyone out there knows someone who's dealing with some sort of low back pain, right? For many, many reasons. And low back pain can happen for, you know, a myriad of reasons. We're going to discuss that today, okay? So we've got a couple of articles on this. So the first article that we're going to go over is from the wellness company, and it's a comprehensive guide to managing acute low back pain. Great article, has a lot of great tips, a lot of great things you can really think about. It talks about what you should look for as far as low back pain. What are the warning signs? What are the things you should look for to go, you know, to get immediate medical attention versus, you know, maybe something that is not so serious. So we're going to talk about that, and also talks about should you exercise, should you stay active. Very good article on this. Then from there, this is an article by Curtin University in Australia. And this is entitled, Study Offers Fresh Hope for People Living with Chronic Back Pain. Now here they did a big study with about 18 physiotherapists across Australia. And they took a whole bunch of people who were dealing with chronic low back pain. And instead of giving them the normal medications and all different types of things that, you know, you would normally think with people dealing with low back pain, they actually showed them how to deal with the pain. They actually showed them how to functionally move in ways that they were afraid to before. And you'd be surprised at the results. The results were actually really, really good. And they lasted a long time. So we're going to discuss that as well. And then Our guest today is going to be a gentleman named Mr. Jesse Salas. Now, Jesse Salas, for those of you who don't know, he is a coach with the Foundation Training Program. He's actually their director of coaching. Now, one of the things that I use, because, you know, those of you who know my story, you know, I suffered from chronic back pain about maybe 15 to 20 years ago. I mean, I was really, really bad. And now I'm pain free, and I've been pain free for, I want to say, the last 8 or 9 years. And one of the ways I did that was because I got into the Foundation Training Program right at home. I did it right at home, 10 to 15 minutes a day, and it changed my life. The reason why I wanted to have Jesse Salas on the show is because he's actually going to talk about foundation training and why you should be looking into it. Thousands and thousands of people look to this program for relief and get relief from just doing simple exercises from this program. So he's going to talk about exactly what it is, why it is so important, why it is so effective on the body, including the breathing part of it. It's called decompression breathing, which is a great part of that as well. And I think you guys should really pay attention to this, because he's one of the top teachers of this type of program. He flies all around the world teaching this, and it's just great information, and I really think you guys are going to get a lot out of this. Again, if you are suffering from back pain or you know someone who is suffering from back pain and or knee pain or shoulder pain or any kind of pain, because foundation training, even though it's great for back pain, it can also help you if you suffer from all different types of pain from different parts of the body, okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about today. It's going to be a great show. It's jam-packed, a lot of information, so definitely stay tuned for that. Of course, go to georgebatista.com. That's where all the articles are housed. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, whether you're on audio or video. Get the word out, because the more you get the word out, the bigger this show gets, okay? And if you want to support this show, there's a support the show link at the front of the website. Anything you can do to support the show goes right back into it, bring you the premium content, and just growing the show every single week. So again, thank you for those of you who do that regularly. All right, guys, so enough of me spouting off from here. Let's get started with all the material for the week. All right, first, from The Wellness Company, great article. This is a comprehensive guide to managing acute low back pain. So let's talk a little bit about low back pain. Again, something I'm not a stranger to at all. Okay, there's many reasons why you could have low back pain. It could be everything from an injury, right, to some kind of disc herniation, muscle tear, a joint sprain. It could be all types of stress and tension that you're dealing with. It could be being hunched over a computer for 8 hours a day. It could be a combination of those things, right? A lot of different things that happen. You could have hurt your knee, which affects the way you walk, which eventually affects your hip, which could affect your lower back. Remember, everything affects everything else, right? The human body is all connected. So many, many reasons why you can have low back pain. Now, they say here in most episodes of low back pain, an irritated tissue somewhere within the intricate arrangement of flesh that is the lower back has kicked off the pain response. Now, sometimes it's a intervertebral disc. Sometimes it's a facet joint. Sometimes it's a lumbar, you know, root, a nerve root, and sometimes it's a muscle. It could be many, many different things, but they're kind of taking a look at why you would have low back pain. Now, there's different approaches to it, and depending on what you're feeling is going to determine what type of treatment approach there is. Now, it turns out that there is two exceptions to kind of treating it in a regular way as far as exercise and kind of making, you know, letting it go away on its own. There's two exceptions to that, okay? So we're going to talk about the two exceptions that are more severe, okay? And the first exception, which are the red flags, has four components to it. So we'll go through that, okay? So, you know, if you think of the red flags, there's situations which require medical attention. Now, these are typically rare, what they're saying in the article, and these account for typically less than 1% of all episodes of acute low back pain, but we'll go over them. So, the first exception is these four categories. So the first one is malignancy. So, for example, if you have a history of cancer, unexplained or unintentional weight loss, rapid fatigue, or fever, okay, definitely get that looked at right away. Consult your, you know, healthcare practitioner right away, you know, if that's the case. The second one is fracture, okay? Let's say severe pain onset with major trauma, steroid or immunosuppressant use, or a history of osteoporosis, right? You can have a fracture, and sometimes you can have a fracture and you can have pain right away. You may not know it's a fracture, but it's definitely worth checking out, especially if you have a sharp pain. The third one is infection. So if you have a fever, again, steroid or immunosuppressant use, intravenous.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Drug abuse, fever, or chills with intense pain at night. Okay? And the fourth one is something called cauda equina syndrome. That's C-A-U-D-A, equina, E-Q-U-I-N-A syndrome. Now, this is a sudden onset of bowel or bladder dysfunction, perennial numbness or pain down both legs. Definitely something to take a look at. Okay? So that's the first exception, and those are things you definitely should get that taken, you know, get somebody to look at that right away, because again, you don't want to play with those things. The second one, the second exception is sciatica, or what's also called radicular pain. Now, they refer to it as radicular pain because radical means nerve root in Latin, basically. But if your lower pain started in your back but soon shot down your leg in a thin line which travels below the knee, it's possible you have an irritated nerve root. And sometimes when inflamed nerves conduct more or different signals than normal, resulting in isolated areas of extreme leg pain, pins and needles, or weird sensations, this is where you can run into these problems, right? Sometimes when physically compressed and deprived of oxygen, nerves cease to conduct any signals at all, resulting in muscle weakness, reflex loss, or numbness. So again, if you're dealing with those types of issues, and I actually dealt with this because I had sciatica problems, really, really bad pain down the left leg. So if you're dealing with muscle weakness or numbness and tingling, reflex problems, nerve problems, all these types of things, again, go have, you know, get tested, take a look at it, because again, it can get worse and worse as time goes on. And that's exactly what I did. I went to the specialist and got it looked at, because it was getting worse for me every single, you know, it just seemed like every week it was getting worse. So I had to definitely get it looked at. Now, you know, so if you have severe pain shooting down your leg or experiencing numbness, weakness, obviously you want to talk to your family doctor and all that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a physiotherapist. I'm not a physical therapist. Obviously, you know, you definitely need to, you know, get those things taken a look at. But they say here, everything else is categorized into non-specific low back pain. So if you have back pain that's coming and going, you know, those types of things, or maybe it's, you know, it's just started, it's maybe nagging you, those types of things, then, you know, it's something that you might be able to deal with on your own, okay? So there was a 2017 study, for instance, that examined 20-year-olds with no history of back pain and found that disc degeneration in 37% of them. These were 20 years old, okay? So think about it. Back pain is not just for folks who are older, right? 50, 60, 70 years old. You have 20-year-olds that have disc degeneration, okay? So, and they say that that number rises with every decade of age and is not a predictor of back pain. So you can have disc degeneration and not have back pain. I apparently had disc degeneration, that was just one of the reasons, but I'll go into that later. So the main thing that they talk about in this article is, should you stay active? You know, if you have these back problems, should you stay active? And they say yes. First of all, they say exercise is a powerful analgesic, causing your brain to release pain, natural painkillers, which can provide meaningful relief. And that's what they say here. And second, exercise helps you preserve mobility and strength so that when you come out of your back pain episode, you aren't weaker, stiffer version of your previous self. And third, episodes of low back pain often leave people very fearful of movement. Every gentle exercise helps ease that apprehension. Okay? So again, different types of exercise you can do. Obviously, you know your body. You have to work with where you are. So start where you are and work from there. And again, if you have to work with a physical therapist or whatever the case may be, or a physiotherapist, definitely do that. But start, because you don't want to make it worse. That's the whole thing, right? You want to start, and the best way to do that. So there's many ways to do that. We're going to talk about the specifics as far as how I did it and something you should take a look at as far as foundation training, okay? So that's that. Then this next article actually goes in a little deeper as far as an actual study that was done. And again, this is out of Curtin University from Australia. And it's a study offers fresh hope for people living with chronic back pain. So again, it was a treatment delivered by, it was over 12 weeks, and it was 18 physiotherapists working with groups of people, okay? And this is what they did. The treatment was called Cognitive Functional Therapy, or CFT, and it offered personalized and intensive coaching sessions that help people make sense of their pain, focused on retraining them to move in ways that reduce their pain and built confidence in movements and activities they have been afraid of or were avoiding. The treatment was delivered in 20 clinics across Perth and Sydney, Australia, by 18 physiotherapists that were specifically trained to deliver this therapy. Okay, many who had high levels of disability tested the program in up to 7 sessions over a 12-week period, followed by a booster session after 6 months. And then they were followed up with questionnaires after 12 months. Now, here's the cool part. More than 80% of the participants were satisfied with the treatment and actually had less pain. And not only that, okay, they had less pain even after a year of doing this. Okay, after 12 months of this, they still were having favorable results. Why? One of the big reasons is, again, because they say that they actually put the person in charge of the condition, helping them to understand the factors of contributing to their pain, building control and confidence in their body to get back to valued activities. It was particularly rare and thrilling to discover that the significant reduction in pain and distress that these people living with chronic back pain experienced had remained right up to 1 year after trailing this new treatment. Okay, so again, it put them in charge, right? We talk about it on the show all the time, taking responsibility of whatever it is you're dealing with. Okay, so again, you have to kind of gauge it, right? You do have to kind of gauge it. Again, are you in those exceptions that we talked about in the previous article, exceptions 1 and 2? If you are, obviously you go get medical attention, absolutely. But if you're not, then maybe there's something you can do. So again, exercise, right? Functional movements that you may have been afraid to do, because think about it, you might be afraid to bend down. You might be afraid to pick something up. Obviously, you don't want to do that. Or if you start to feel pain when you do it, those types of things. So there's a lot of components to this. Now you have to look at back pain comprehensively. You also have to take a look at, right, anti-inflammatories. Obviously, if you want to do it in a natural way, besides the exercise, besides the functional movements, you want to take a look at what are the natural anti-inflammatories that you could use. Curcumin is the big one, right? Turmeric or curcumin. If you get the doses high enough, that can help. Fish oil, another anti-inflammatory, that can help. Another thing you can take a look at, I did a couple of shows ago, look at the adaptogens, the adaptogenic herbs. They're also designed to help with pain. They've been helping with pain for people, for thousands of years, okay? So another thing to take a look at, things in terms of nutritionally, what you can do to help ease your pain and get your body back into a little bit of homeostasis. So it's a combination of the nutrition piece, okay, the cognitive piece of helping to deal with your pain, what you can do, and then the functional piece as far as movement. Can you move? Can you do some exercises? Can you start to strengthen your back muscles? Can you start to elongate and decompress, right? The vertebrae. Can you start to actually strengthen the hamstrings and elongate the hamstrings? All these different things. Again, it's a very comprehensive approach. And again, this is what I did. Now, again, it doesn't have to be foundation training. It could be yoga, whatever it is that you can do. But find something that you can do that can help you, again, take charge of it and get yourself back on track. Because a lot of back pain sometimes is because your muscles are weak, right? Or you're maybe favoring one leg over another, and that's causing the pain. And, you know, again, many, many reasons for that. So just some things to think about. But I think this is a great study here because it shows that really when you work with people and put them in charge of their body, put them in charge of what they're dealing with, it actually helps them and kind of retrains their brain and actually helps their body adapt and help their brain adapt to it. Okay, so that's good hope for you guys out there. So, and kind of piggybacking on that, we're going to talk to our friend Jesse Salas. Now, again, Jesse Salas is the director of coaching at Foundation Training. He was a former firefighter, and he's been doing this Foundation Training coaching for years now, and he trains thousands of people to help get them out of pain. And I'm very excited to have him on this program because we're going to discuss foundation training. We're going to discuss both our journeys into it. And it's going to be fantastic. And I think you guys are going to get a lot out of this interview. Really pay attention to the things that he says here because I think you're really going to get out of it. And you know what? Try it. You have nothing to lose to check out this, you know, fantastic program. So without further ado, check out my interview with Mr. Jesse Salas. All right, guys, welcome back. And I am absolutely honored and excited to have this gentleman with me today. We're going to be talking to Mr. Jesse Salas, and he is director of coaching for the Foundation Training Program. You guys have known I've talked about Foundation Training many times on this show, and it changed my life. And I really wanted to get him on this show to just kind of talk about the program and the benefits of it and everything that it can do for you. It's getting, you know, thousands and thousands of people out of pain and just helping them, you know, in all different types of ways. So, Jesse, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
I'm excited. I appreciate you inviting me to come on. And I'm looking forward to sharing with all those that listen a solution that they can empower themselves with.
Absolutely. You're right. It's all about empowerment now. And so I want to talk a little bit about first how I got found, how I found you guys, and then we'll talk about your journey. And I'll do the short version, but basically probably in the early 2000s to mid 2000s, I was struggling with severe back pain. And I know a lot of it, lower back pain, by the way, a lot of it was from sports injuries because I was an athlete, bad posture, you know, also being in front of computers a lot, do a lot of sitting, a lot, you know, so a combination of things. And I mean, it got to the point where there were some times where I had trouble getting out of bed, you know, because it was just that painful. And then I've lived in New York City most of my life. So I used to take the subway and I'd be on the subway and I had really bad sciatica. So the pain was radiating down my leg, and I'm sitting there and I'm going, oh my God, I'm like, you know, I gotta, you know, so it was horrible. So finally saw the specialists and they got an MRI done and all that stuff. And it turns out that I had not only a bunch of degenerative discs, but also spinal stenosis, which I thought, you know, when you think about that, you think of somebody who's older having that. But I was like, wow, you know, and I was reading this thing that he gave me and I was like, holy cow, I can't believe I'm even walking through all this, you know? So, you know, so then I was like, okay, but what he did tell me, which was good, he says, listen, you're probably not going to need surgery because you're still in very, very good shape. He says, but what I would recommend is pain management and therapy. So the way I am, I was like, I'm not going to do pain management. Okay. Cause I hardly take pills unless I'm dying, you know? And the therapy, I was like, iffy on therapy, whatever. So I was doing some yoga and I was doing some things that helped me a little bit. But one day I just happened to be sitting there and I forgot what I was doing, but I was on the internet. I was on YouTube and I follow a gentleman named Dr. Mercola. And Dr. Mercola just happened to have a gentleman named Dr. Eric Goodman on the show. And I'm listening to this, and I think I was reading something, but I'm passively listening to him. And then all of a sudden, it catches my eye and my ear, and I'm like, wait a minute. This gentleman is saying things that you really don't hear. He started talking about this foundation training program, but he was talking about the actual core and not just your core as in your abdominal muscles. He was talking about your entire core. He was talking about where true strength comes from. He was talking about the posterior chain of the body. And these are things that you normally don't hear off the bat. And I'm going, this is totally different. This is way different than what I've heard before. So that's when I really started to listen. And then he talked about, you know, his foundationtraining.com and all that. So I went, and sure enough, I found their first, I think it was their 12-minute low back pain program on YouTube. And I said, you know what? I'm going to give this a try because I have nothing else to lose. It takes, you know, 12 minutes out of my day. Big deal, you know? So I just started doing it every single day. And lo and behold, the pain started to go away little by little by little. And I was telling my wife, I was like, you know what? This thing is actually working for me. She's like, really? She was like, then just keep doing it. Keep doing that. I was like, okay. Sure enough, and then I really dove in because I said, okay, wait a minute. Now there's something to this. So I ended up going on foundationtraining.com. I bought his book, eventually got the DVD set. Started doing those things, and the journey has been, and I kid you not, I am pain free, and I have been pain free for years now. I have a 16-year-old daughter. I'm able to, you know, she's athletic now, so I got to train her in that. I'm able to play basketball with her. I'm able to play softball with her. I'm able to do all the things that I couldn't do before, now that I can do because of this program, and it has literally changed my life. So first of all, I want to thank you. I want to thank Dr. Eric Goodman and all you guys over there at the Foundation Training Program, how it's just been fantastic what you guys are doing. And really, you know, and it's just an amazing thing. So that's kind of like my story real quick and I still do it to this day. You know, I still follow it and I try all the different workouts and all that stuff. And when you guys come out with something new, I'll do that too. You know, So that's mine. But I want to talk about your journey because I know you were a former firefighter, if I'm correct, right?
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit about, you know, your background and how you found the foundation training program.
Yeah, George. But before I do, what I want to ask you really fast, because I think it's relevant for everybody, you sharing that amazing story, is how much time do you now dedicate a day that you're doing all these things that you used to not be able to do, but you're doing all these things. How much would you say you commit a day to doing foundation training?
The minimum is 15 minutes. The minimum.
Okay.
The minimum. I've gone up to 30. And it really depends on my time. You know, sometimes if I'm in a crunch, I'll do a quick 15 minute. I know there's a 10 minute one. I've done that as well. But I try to do about 15 minutes. And then, like I said, if I know I have more time, I'll do the 30 minute, but it's pretty much within that window.
Love it. That's why I wanted you to share that, because I wanted people to realize that it's not a hour long thing. It's not this crazy buy-in, throw everything else away, but it's right. This adjunct that is so easy to access and to implement. And it works, as you found, it works. The results are noticeable and they're relatively quick.
Right.
So to answer your question, yes, I was a professional firefighter in the city of Orlando. I was in that profession 10 years with the city, 7 years in another department before that. So right around 17 years. Started 18, never thought I wouldn't be a firefighter. Was heavily involved in the wellness programs. And fitness was my life outside the fire service, because I felt like being really into wellness would benefit me on the job.
Right.
And so, you know, I'm in my late 20s, early 30s. I'm working the wellness program for the city of Orlando with the team there. And, you know, I had an injury, but it wasn't my back. It was actually, I tore a ligament in my knee. Mm-hmm. And I had known Doc Goodman from back in the day, and we reconnected. And he said, let me help you rehab that. I mean, this was, we probably chatted the day I tore the ligament. And so we connected, and lo and behold, I had no idea that that moment was going to become life altering, because like many, I started to do the exercise and I just was going, what is happening? My whole body's shaking. What's going on? I don't have any weights. I'm just in this, you know, static exercise. I'm not moving. You know, a lot of people kind of have this apprehension when you start talking about exercises and back pain. I'm like, no, you're not going to move a whole lot,
right?
But you're going to work a lot. Yeah. And so it's really one of those things you have to experience it to understand. But it just instantly, I felt a degree of stability for this freshly mangled knee, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, wait a minute. And then we did more exercise over the span of the week. By the end of the week, I'm not healed, but I'm surfing. I'm going surfing with him. And this knee, I was wobbling, you know, like I did it at jiu-jitsu. I'm going, I've done knees before. There's going to be a while. And, you know, when you really look at it and you do these exercises correctly, what it has is this combination that's a beautiful adjunct for any active human, person in pain, or person just going, I want to take better care of myself, because it's combinations what Eric's put together that help realign your posture and position to counter modern lifestyle. But in the process of the exercise, we're doing a lot of isometric contractions, which for anybody that's not sure what that is, we're making your muscles tense up and contract, but without moving. But there is combinations of eccentric contraction. So we're lengthening a lot of muscles out to what would be considered almost like an end range, if you will. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of tensioning and lengthening the body out, challenging it in these precarious positions that have a way of decompressing, is how we refer to it, but taking pressure off of the joints and the nerves and the discs of the spine, and we're putting that pressure back into the muscle. Right. So we realign, you know, when someone does an exercise, they're ultimately, if I was to distill it down, they are realigning their posture and their position. They're challenging the muscles all over their body and around these areas to tension and take up space and support again. And in doing so, you start to stabilize and support those unstable areas, or maybe those areas that are just getting pinpoint pressure, that disc, that starts getting spread out amongst the muscle. And those nerves that might be under compression because how we carry ourselves, maybe we have poor posture, that starts to get relief as we lengthen and open things up. And we incorporate that decompression breath, which I know we're going to talk about. Mm-hmm. You know, it does become this all around asset that I go, if I tweak and I set myself back, because none of us are bomb proof, I can get into foundation training. If I'm feeling good, I use it as prevention. And I also now, as I've really gone down the rabbit hole, I still do my heavy lifting. I still swing kettlebells. I run. I do a lot of things. But I really believe the strength I get from foundation training is just the massive game changer. And you said it before we started. You feel younger now than you did before. And I'm going to attest to that. I've said this to Doc Goodman a million times. I feel better at 40 than I did in my 20s when I was my biggest, my strongest. Aesthetically, you'd look at me and be like, this guy's unbreakable. But I was littered with nagging injuries from a job that's known to break you down. So there's something to this work that is, like I said, is life changing. And those that are willing to commit 15, 20 minutes a day and are willing to be proactive, you will say in a few weeks, these guys were really being honest with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the thing about it, because when I looked at it first, without even doing it, I was like, how hard could that be? Right. I was like, you know, especially and for those of you who don't know, you know, it's basically built around the core, this core posture called the founder. And I was looking at this posture and I was like, okay, how hard could that be? And holy cow, when I first started holding the founder, I was shaking and I'm going, okay, all right, I'm literally sweating and I'm shaking and I'm going, I don't understand how this little simple move could make me shake so much. And I was a guy who, I lifted weights in the past. I considered myself strong and all this. It really, it was tough for me to do. I couldn't even get through the first 12-minute workout the first few times I did it, because I was it was so hard for me to just I felt like I was using muscles that I had never used before, you know. And but let me tell you, it really does strengthen your, you know, strengthen your body, like exactly like you said. And you feel strong, and you don't have to have, and that's the thing about it, you don't have to have these giant muscles. You know, you can literally lift things and just do your everyday things, like you're lifting groceries, if you're lifting your kid or whatever, and you can feel the strength of doing that, and you're like, wow, I can't believe I'm so strong without having all these big muscles. But it is deceiving, but it's amazing how it works.
Yeah, it really is. And what I love about it, and watching and hearing story after story, is what started as this back pain protocol has become, quite frankly, a global fix for the body. You know, it will get that. Does this stuff help with neck pain? Because my neck stuff started to go away. Does this help with, you know, knees? Does it help with shoulders? Right. And the answer is yes. When you start to, when you really dive into the exercises and you think about it, and we put so much focus into posture, into position, and doing a founder, you know, a lot of it too is reprogramming, whether people realize it or not, is you start to shift your subconscious habits on how you move and how you carry yourself. Your posture becomes more upright. You're moving from your hips so that you're not rounding at the low spine anymore. A lot of back injuries are simply people use their low spine, that lumbar spine, as a flexion point, as like a the point that they bend over from, instead of letting those hips shoot back. And that's in Eric's book. Eric's got 3 books at this point on this theory. And that's a big thing that he talks about a lot, is the breakdown in posture and position as a result of our modern lifestyle. So what we see often is just simply people don't move their hips like they're supposed to anymore. So they ask their low back to do the job of really big muscles. And again, it's one of those things. You start doing it. You do it every day for a couple of weeks, you're going to start to go, wow, I feel that strength difference, as you spoke to. And what people say to me all the time is, I caught myself foundering when I went to get a drink at the water fountain, pick something up. And it's like, no, you've just started using your hips to hinge again.
Yes. That's one of the things that was one of the big revelations for me, because, and again, coming from, you know, doing a lot of yoga in my past, what, you know, yoga's, you know, great in, you know, in many ways, but one of the things that it does is it still makes you round at the lower back in a lot of those positions, whereas Eric says no at the hip. And to me, that was, I had to literally retrain myself to do that. But the interesting thing is that now I just do it. It's a habit now. If I go to pick up a piece of paper, or if I go to whatever, I automatically, my hips go back, and I automatically, you know, use the hip as that hinge versus the lower back. And it, you know, you're right. It's that reprogramming, because the human body adapts, right? If you get into bad habits, the human body will adapt to that. Well, that's fine. But unfortunately, sometimes pain is what comes out of that, you know, versus using the body the way it's actually supposed to, it was intended to be used. And this is one of the things you learn in this program, right?
Absolutely. And I just want to say for everybody is that if you love yoga, or you have these other practices that you enjoy doing, what I always encourage is take a couple weeks off, do this every day for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and then go back.
Right.
And just pay attention to how you move when you're back in yoga. I've done yoga on and off since I was, you know, 18 years old. Mm-hmm. And what I noticed when I went back into yoga was I had so much more stability in any balancing act. I felt more in control of my body and movement. And it honestly gave me the stability that I needed so that I was moving from the right places in yoga. I think there's a lot of fallacy, or maybe misunderstanding, around, there's this idea out there that hyper flexibility is the answer to not having back pain.
Right.
Right. I worked with a world famous jiu-jitsu player named Hickson Gracie, who, there's a documentary out about him called Choke from the early 90s. And he's doing all sorts of impressive flexibility stuff. Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is somebody said to me, they're like, I can't believe he had back pain. He was so mobile. He could do all these crazy things. And what I really stress to people is we worked with a lot of yoga instructors. We've had countless yoga instructors take our course because they were so flexible, they could no longer find stability in their spine, in their joints. Right. And so what this work started helping them do is stabilize the joints. You need to have degrees of control in your body and how you move. We don't want to be the far end of the spectrum, the power lifter. Unless you're playing football, getting hit by trucks, you want to be able to really take forceful hits, mm-hmm. or right. you're picking, you know, heavy weights up. Those demand you become solidified and solid. The fascia and tissue become super, super tight and dense. We don't want to be down there, but we don't want to be that hyper flexible, other end of the spectrum. We look to be somewhere in the middle. And then I kind of say is, what does your lifestyle or activities or sports need you to drift more towards? And Foundation Django is non-negotiable for everybody. Then you decide, do I need more range of motion via a yoga practice, or do I need more strength and stability via a weight practice? You know, so I try to encourage people to recognize that this is a universal accessory. It's going to enhance everything for you, whether that's your yoga practice, your weightlifting practice, or simply being pain-free and being able to play with your kids like you.
Exactly. Absolutely. I wanted to get your thoughts on that. I posted a study on my website, and it was out of Australia. And it was a study that they did with 18 physiotherapists working with people who had chronic back pain. Now, one of the things the study says is interesting with just back pain in general. It's the leading cause of disability around the world. Okay. So that it's huge. I mean, you don't realize how intense it is around the world when but it's like almost everybody you know has some form of back pain at some point, right? But with this study, what they did was instead of using medications, instead of using the normal stuff, they actually had these physiotherapists work with these folks and help them not only mentally, but physically, just helping them with doing certain motions that they were afraid to do and that they hadn't been doing for a long time. And then helping them kind of make sense of their pain and learn how to deal with it, but also at the same time working with them just functionally doing some of these movements. And they found with this that 80% of these participants actually felt better. The pain was mostly gone. And then it actually, this was a 12-week study, by the way. And it turns out that even a year afterwards, they were still pain-free. Now, the interesting part, it made me think about foundation training, because it said one of the things that the authors had said of the study was like, we actually gave the person the power back over their pain, over their body, and put them in control of it. And actually said, here, these are things that you can do to actually get out of pain and these types of things. And I thought about it. I said, really, foundation training is doing that. It's giving people the power back, over their pain or whatever it is they're dealing with, and actually, again, helping them to take the responsibility like I did, because I could have said, all right, you know what, I'm going to get surgery, I'm going to take pain pills, I'm going to do that. But no, I needed to find a way, and foundation training for me came at the right time, just at that right time that I needed it and literally it changed me. So I just thought that was an interesting study because it made me think of foundation training in that way.
Yeah, we've had docs talk about that with us. There's a amazing doc in London who actually brought us in to work with Prince Harry when we were over there. Mm-hmm. I got to join Doc Goodman, and we went in with Dr. Ben Carraway. And so we worked with Prince Harry. Then once, Harry came over to the U.S., Eric's worked on and off with him for a very long time, or since that move. But what came up was one day we were doing a Zoom with Ben Post, just catching up, talking about London, probably during the pandemic. And he talked about how foundation training strengthens us and realigns us. He goes, but he was talking about the fact that we put people in these precarious positions and that we challenge them in them. And that we actually, they get this adrenaline response when you start shaking and sweating and you're working through it. But then we and we work on breathing through it via decompression breathing. And he's like, that combination where you get them to breathe through it and work through it while being challenged, while strengthening the body, that you essentially are retraining their brain to recognize the control, recognize they're safe, recognize that's not, you know, some people they say is that their brain will fire a pain trigger if it right. perceives a threat. Right. Even if it's like not going to hurt them, but maybe one time picking something up, it hurt them. So then the brain, that's when I hear those people that are like, I never know if my back's going to lock up. I don't know. So I think of those often. And I think back to motion, that whole acronyms, right? Motion's lotion, movement's medicine. I think just getting people moving, and then you start getting them to move from the bigger joints of the body. Foundation training, almost all the exercise, especially the founder, especially the woodpeckers, but most of them, you're building low back endurance. You're building posterior chain endurance, period. So the whole right. backside of your body, for those listening, we're building that endurance up. And then you're learning how to move in ways that not only do you have this muscular endurance to hold yourself upright, to stabilize, but you're moving in ways where the major muscles of the body are absorbing force first and it's getting spread out, instead of, think of from the end of your hands back up to the chain, right? We want right. center mass out.
Exactly.
And so you talked about Doc Goodman redefining the core on Dr. Mercola. And I love that you zoomed in on that, because yeah. that was mind blowing for me. When I was a fireman and Eric came and did a workshop at our firehouse, Eric would do this for free if he could. Eric, I say this for everybody, because I want everyone out there to know the kind of guy he is. He genuinely cares. He endured, chronic back pain. They want to do a double spinal fusion on him, and he hasn't had that. You know, he's got a massive heart, and his goal is to get this to the masses and to try to really, make a significant change. But where I'm going with this is, Eric came to the firehouse and he made that statement. He said, the core of the body is anything that attaches to the pelvis, whether it's above or below. And right. so if you're only training the cliche six-pack core, you're missing 50%.
Exactly.
And that was a light switch for me. And so whenever we're hinging, when we're integrating a lot of the muscles that we talk about in this idea of anchoring. So for anybody listening, anchoring for us is where we leverage and tension the muscles that connect basically the lower limbs to the pelvis. We anchor in this isometric contraction, and that makes a big significant change for being able to balance the way the femurs settle into the pelvis, the way the pelvis is balanced, so that the lumbar spine is being supported and essentially on a balanced platform, if you will. So think of your pelvis as the platform of operation for the low spine. So if everything below is out of whack, that's going to have a up the chain effect, because our feet connect and integrate into the earth, whether we realize it or not. That's why there's all this stuff now on Foot Collective and all these things, but everything is connected. And when you do foundation training, we're meticulous with your feet. If you're on streaming, if you're on our streaming site, our app, and you're really going through the learning processes of OnRamp and our baseline program, you're going to get a lot of meticulous stuff that in the beginning is overwhelming, but you're learning how to retrain your body to work as a system when you meet the world.
Absolutely. And that, you know, and one thing you say there is so true, because one difference between these, you know, a program like foundation training, which I consider a part of the health and wellness toolkit that I, you know, and I talk about that on this show, versus, you know, like if you handle it with mainstream medical, the way they handle it is they look at everything separately, right? If your knee hurts, it's because there's something wrong with your knee. If your back hurts, there's something wrong with your back. They don't look at it as the body as a whole, right? Everything connected. Whereas foundation training says, no, everything's connected. And just like you said, the core. Another thing that I got out of it was the hamstrings, the power of the hamstrings. Mm. And if you have those tight hamstrings and how they can pull down on your back, and how the founder actually helps to with flexibility also, you know, when you're doing it, because you're not bending that knee forward, right? You're keeping your knee back and you're letting that flexibility happen. So, but at the end of the day, the part of the health and wellness picture that I like to talk about is the entire body, holistic body. You know, we're treating the body in a holistic way. Everything's connected. And therefore, when you do a program such as this, you know, it's, you know, I would think that you definitely see, just like you talked about the knee and the shoulder and all that. Yeah, most times you're going to see improvement because, again, you're actually working the entire body the way it was meant to be worked.
Absolutely. And I've heard a lot of those stories of people just going for the mainstream physical therapy and different stuff and just, I'm getting nowhere. I'm this and that. And in defense of many, there's a lot of great therapists out there. There's a lot of people that are forward thinkers that are outside the box. Mm-hmm. We have countless that come through our course. Our course is an amazing mix of physical therapists, chiropractors, personal trainers, Pilates instructors, yoga instructors. We've got moms whose kids are out of the house and they started using foundation for themselves. And they're inspired to become a foundation teacher now on this new journey. You know, I was a fireman. We've got a lot of people that have changed their, we just have a young man just joined, is coming into the team with us, and he's a ex, I don't know what to call him, submariner. He was on submarines in the military.
Oh, wow.
And he's tall guy, and he's like, people think most of us from the military are only beat up because of combat. He goes, I never was in combat, but I was on a submarine. We were working all the time. Right. And he's like, I was so banged up. When I left, I medicaled out because I had so many injuries. I never thought I'd be, he goes, my girlfriend put me on the foundation training. I did one session and went, I signed up for the course. He's like, this is meant for me. And now he's making a full life career around this work, which is beautiful. But there was something I wanted to add to that, and that is recognizing the power of the body connection. Mm-hmm. And the last story, because it popped in my mind when you talked about it, was I had a 20-year-old who's on the U.S. Men's Olympic snowboard team. Mm-hmm. We just connected right before I left to teach our course last weekend. And we connected because he was having severe back pain. He's 20 years old. I mean, we're talking, he competed in the Olympics, snowboards all the time. He's like, I'm just kind of been gutting it out. Mm-hmm. And for the last 3-4 weeks, I've seen all these therapists. No one's been able to help me get to the bottom of it or make headway. And we got 5 minutes in, a standing decompression and a lunge decompression. And he's jumping around telling me how his pain's a one now. And by the end of our session, he's just going, we linked up another day, and then we pretty much went 2 days, a day off, and then another 2 days. And he's shows up for the last day before I split town. And he's like, I'm really sore, man. I'm like, uh-oh. Cause for me, normally it's like, I've blown something out.
Right.
And I forget this kid's 20. And he goes, well, no, I'm just, now that I'm feeling better, I surfed 3 times yesterday and I went to the skate park and I just feel so amazing. And I was like, oh man, I remember 20.
Exactly.
But that's the miraculous thing, right? He couldn't even pop up on his surfboard, he told me. So, you know, that's why I say I share these stories for everybody, because it's not a, oh no, this one. It's like, it's good. It's possible for everybody.
Yes, absolutely. And piggybacking on your, you know, I know you guys worked with athletes, you know, I know Dr. Goodman, I know in the beginning he worked with a ton of athletes and stuff like that. So are there things that you guys are seeing that are common denominators with athletes specifically that you're in terms of habits that they're into now, you know, because you look, and I always wondered about this because, you know, you see baseball players and basketball players that can never stay healthy. They can never stay on the field. They can never stay on the court and all these things. And, you know, now obviously hitting the ball farther, throwing the ball faster, everything is about being muscular and doing it faster and faster and faster and that type of thing. But I'm wondering, and you guys probably know better than anyone, you know, is that, again, with all that said, are you seeing things that they're training that are becoming bad habits that kind of need to be, you know, retrained in a lot of these athletes?
Yeah, I think what's unique to professional athletes is most of them are peak. Most of them have kind of like their window of where they're really going to make it. And the vast majority mindset is you got to be as strong as possible for your sport or have the right endurance for your sport. And so the coaches don't, I feel most coaches look at athletes and go, I got to make you strong. Mm-hmm. And they're not chronic pain people. They're not looking at it from that lens.
Right.
And so a lot of coaches I look at, and I watch the mechanics that they use. You know, I'm a strength coach. Like I that's my one, let's say, claim to fame in foundation training is I put together the strength-based program where we take foundation training into bridging into healthy strength training, appropriate mm-hmm. strength training to meet the demands of life. And then you can expand from there. Right. But, what I see often is more of a sacrifice for load to move that weight than it is true quality reps and techniques. And again, like I can probably have a pretty severe lens of what I consider to be good quality reps and technique. Not that I am the have all be all coach, right. But I look at it from a lens of I know performance training, I know strength training, and then I know chronic pain and injuries. And a lot of athletes come to us because they want to put years on their career. They want to try to salvage. And what I will say is, and this goes into a lot of Doc Goodman's level two exercises, is a lot of athletes are twisted. There's a dominant side, right? And so one-sided athletes quite often can be twisted. You know, I've watched him many times untwist someone that was in chronic pain. It's like, you're not broken, you're just twisted. Wow. He says that often. And more oftentimes than not, I've seen him just look at somebody, they tell him all about their MRIs, and then he starts working on them. And very quickly, he's like, no, you're just twisted up. And so we have exercises, spiral rotations and reverse archers and surf squat. All these exercises are designed to help untwist the body. And what we're talking about when we say untwisted, we're balancing the way those muscles are pulling on the frame.
Right.
And then again, from that global approach, addressing fascia, addressing making space in the body. But a lot of times it's twisted. And then a lot of times it's just the what I've seen with a lot of athletes is that they're training. There's nothing in place to undo the repetitive demands of the sport. So a lot of times we're adapting our body to sport.
Yeah.
And this is what I get into a lot in the strength program is that we need to first bring in something like foundation training. And I'm not saying, oh, that's another hour of training before we get to anything. No, we're talking 5 to 10 minutes for most people. Yeah. Maybe they need to do a couple concentrated weeks. We're talking five, you know, once you have a flow, once you start getting into it, it's 5 to 10 minutes to undo, to balance the way the body's carrying itself, holding the frame, set the posture, set the position, get all the muscles turned on. And I love this idea of get the body ready to absorb force before you focus on producing force. Once we've prepped it and primed it, then we start going into whatever the strength training is for that day for the athlete, whatever it is we need to work on. So recognizing, hey, to me, the best strength coaches are looking at what's the bare minimum I have to put on you in the gym. How do we balance out the rigors of the sport? And we're able to get you a little bit more. If we're in season, then we're looking to maintain. If we're out of season, what areas do we need to work on to improve for the season coming? My jiu-jitsu guys, you know, Ty and Cade Rotolo, youngest world champions in jiu-jitsu. And, you know, we went into ABCC, which is, this was all new to me, but massive. This is the Olympics of jiu-jitsu. And, you know, Cade wound up leaving with gold in this whole deal. And his brother was got the bronze in the ultimate division. So that's Ty. Ty fought in the ultimate division, which means he was fighting at 185 against guys that were 210, 220, and he managed to get a bronze and lost by decision to go into the finals. Oh, so, wow. You know, what we focus on primarily, again, their doctor connected us because they were afraid to mess up their jiu-jitsu with the strength training they see the majority of their teammates do.
Yeah.
And so when I came in, we just started hammering foundation training and working on their ability to balance out their body. They had a lot of nagging injuries. Again, 20-year-olds going hard, repetitive training, combat training, and they had a laundry list. And I went, well, I went and watched them for a couple of days doing foundation training with a plan. We're going to get in the gym and start integrating. We had about 6 weeks before our quote-unquote Olympics. And I just watched, and day one of jiu-jitsu, we're done. And, you know, they're talking about nagging hip, neck stuff, blah, blah, blah. I'm going, I can't load you guys right now. I could be that coach and go, I don't care. My job's to have you go out there as strong as possible. That's going to be a reflection of me. I was like, consciously, no, I can't do that. You guys are littered with nagging stuff. I gotta balance you first. We may not ever get to weights before this tournament. And so very quickly, we started putting the work in every day. It balanced things out. Now, granted, we had to do it often because jiu-jitsu is just intense the way they're fighting. Right. And then, you know, we got into swinging kettlebells. We do a lot of I utilize a lot of blood flow restriction with them. Mercola put me on to KAATSU blood flow restriction bands. Mm-hmm. That is my favorite complement to foundation training. My dad and I, whenever I'm here visiting my family now, my dad's 76 and I get him KAATSU'd up. He does 10 to 15 minutes of foundation training every day. And then he goes and he hikes around the yard and carries kettlebells and does push-ups. Nice. But, you know, we reclaimed a lot of his health over the last few years, thanks to Mercola and Doc Goodman.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mercola definitely, you know, he's another guy that's hardcore. You know, there was a great video of Doc Goodman actually demonstrating foundation training with him. And I remember him using a chair and he was sweating. He's like, I can't believe I'm sweating doing this. But it was a fantastic video. And I definitely recommend, especially those folks who are new to it, don't know much about it. Check out those. I think those videos are still there. Definitely check out those videos because they're very, very informative. Another thing I wanted to ask you about specifically was the decompression breathing, right? Because the big thing that Doc Goodman says on a lot of his videos is, you know, that decompression breathing is just as important, sometimes even more important than the actual postures themselves. Why is decompression breathing so important in doing this program?
Yeah. When you look at the global effect of decompression breathing, and it can be overwhelming for people, but when you really start getting into this idea where we're focusing on retraining the way we're breathing, and I say specific to foundation training, but it has a global effect on your breathing. But what we start looking at is being able to get the rib cage 360 degrees to expand and open, okay? What I feel most of the time when I go to someone with back pain, where I'm a coach, I'm not a doctor, I can't go hands-on, people want to show me their MRIs, I can't do much with them. I can look at it, but I can go, I'm going to watch you move. We're going to talk about what makes things better, what makes things worse. And 9 times out of 10, the role I'm playing is using my trained eyes through foundation's lens to spot the movement patterns that are contributing to their pain. And then once I spot it, apply the method to adjust it. Decompression breathing gives me this tool to make space from the center out. Okay. Most times we're compressing, whether it's in the rounded posture from the shoulders forward, the head forward, pelvis tucked, or it's the other way where we're rib cage thrusting out and we're in compression with, you know, a lot of people complain about sway back or, you know, their pelvic tilt. And when we start really honing in decompression breathing, what we're looking to do, and as Dr. Goodman says in his book, it's a re-education of the axial skeleton towards expansion. Mm-hmm. And all that means is we're working on retraining that when you take an expansive breath in practice, that the rib cage opens up back of the rib cage, sides of the rib cage, lastly, the chest. It can expand and open up uniformly. When you exhale, you're drawing the stomach in. You're actually working to lengthen the abdominal, pull it in so that you exhale by pushing the air out through the abdominal drawing in, challenging deep layer abdominal muscles. It's called the transversus abdominis for any anatomy people out there, but think of deep layer abdominal muscles behind the six pack that everyone likes to show off.
Right.
And you're challenging that muscle in conjunction with working to maintain the expansive rib cage. So you start getting this tug of war because we have the pelvis tractioned with the anchor. I mentioned the anchor earlier. Mm-hmm. We get the legs in that we align into specific positions, degrees, I like to say the feet are looking like you're pigeon-toed. But what we're doing when I say that is we're getting the way the femur's set in the pelvis, they're being put into a position of a degree of internal rotation. Okay, that's very, very specific to, again, open up and make space, especially at the femur sockets. But I'm trying to keep it very simple right now.
Yeah,
but
sure.
we're making the space, and then we're gonna use the breath to expand and elevate and go in the other direction. So we challenge the breathing against that tug of war. That becomes extremely challenging, and that's where we get into the idea of decompression.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we see with most people when we go chest up, and if you're listening and you're not driving, try this with me. Tap the clavicle bones right there at the collar of your shirt. Tap those and think of those are your high point. Okay. So we want our clavicles nice and high. And then we want to think about lifting the weight of our head off our neck as if we're trying to bring the ears in line with the shoulders. So I'm sitting upright with good posture. I would then bring my legs together, tension, and start to think about through the nose, breathing. We'll go for three inhales here. Chest up, lifting the weight of the head off the neck. Through the nose, we're going to try to breathe the back of the rib cage wide for the wall behind us. When you exhale, you want to try to pull the stomach in and stay as big as you can. Through the nose, try to open up the back of the rib cage. Exhale, try to think about staying big. There's a learning curve to it.
Yeah.
The more you do it, at about three inhales, you're kind of hitting this point where it's you feel like you can't get any more. You hit an end range, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that's where I look at is then we try to stay there and work there, where we're keeping that rib cage big and expansive. We're opening up and lengthening out a lot of muscles around the center mass. We're allowing the diaphragm, because it connects 360 degrees inside the rib cage, to get a nice full open contraction. And that combination, if you really look at it too, we're affecting all up and down the spine as that rib cage expands and elevates. All these deep postural muscles that are getting this length with tension while you're holding this isometric, because your active posture and position, or you're in that founder, it becomes this crazy global effect. And you're ultimately tensioning the limbs towards center while the breath pushes away from center. And it's just this, again, full body counterbalance, where when you do that breath correctly, and how does it affect us? We align that posture. Done correctly, now you've aligned the shoulders where we've got the lat muscles dominating again instead of our traps. Done correctly, you put your arms back into a degree of external rotation, and the hips balanced so that they're not walking around in chronic external rotation.
Right.
Most times what we see is the legs are in that pattern of the toes spun out, walking around with the pelvis tucked. So the legs are turned out and the shoulders are rounded and dropped in. And then the head's tracking forward in that forward head carriage.
Right.
And
right.
We've just got points of compression down the spine, at the knees, at the shins. And you line things up and you start challenging the breath and getting that rib cage to open, center mass out. It's pretty profound.
It's absolutely very, very powerful. And again, that was another piece to it that when I was doing it, that I was like, you know, and I was used to doing breath work from yoga, from doing a lot of yoga, you know, but doing those things versus doing these postures and holding it and shaking and trying to get the breath is not easy. But I tell you, it's so effective. You know, another byproduct, I think, of breathing that way, that people don't even think about. It actually has a very nice calming effect on you too. You know, you realize that I know when I do it, and if after I'm done with a foundation training session, I'm so relaxed. I feel so good because I felt like just any tension that I had from the day melted away, not just from the exercises themselves, but from the breathing. So, you know, it really has a nice calming effect on you also. You know, it affects that fight or flight, you know, and when you do it over time, at least I've experienced when you do it over time, you find yourselves reacting to things very differently.
Absolutely. And if you really think about it, when we go into that upright posture and we're breathing, expanding there, the diaphragm's being allowed to open up, we're making space for that solar plexus. Yeah. You know, that big bundle of nerves has a lot of influence around there. When we align the chest, head, and neck, we're making space for the vagus nerve. Not only that, you go further and you're expanding the rib cage, you're breathing big, you're realigning, you're opening up space for all the nerve plexuses down the spine. Go further, we're making space for digestion. We're making space for blood flow. We're making space for the body to communicate and function with a little less pressure.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We all want that, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, that's fantastic stuff, man. And you've done a class from here so far, which has been absolutely fantastic. Talk about your the foundationtraining.com and you know the membership there and what folks will get out of it when they take a look at that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's so where people want to go if they want to explore this is ftstreaming.com. They're integrating it to our main site, but we started a separate platform. So you go to ftstreaming.com. You can do a couple weeks for free. It ultimately comes down to 50 cents a day, which I'm like, if you're like me, I'm spending more than that in coffee a day for sure. I'm a bit of a coffee lover. But when you come into the app, what you've got there is, for one, we've got a couple pathways. You can come in. We've got a lot of videos explaining where to go, what to do, how to optimize your time on the app. But what we have there is we've got a baseline program. We have an on-ramp program where we help you kind of recognize and identify what you should be feeling in positions, how to feel the sensations of anchoring, the sphere of tension where every fingertip is together. We take you through some drills for decompression breathing. And you have the on-ramp program to help you come in and start to feel sensations, understand where you should be moving from, hip hinging, all of that. But we have specific protocols on there with Doc where, hey, I've got back pain going on. I've got knee issues. I've got shoulder issues, neck, foot, shin, and calf. We've got all these different protocols where Doc gives you the rationale, the why of this said protocol, and then you're going to go through some of the exercise with me, tutorials on each one. You'll get some reps with us, and then we've got 5 to 8 workouts per protocol where you are going to go through essentially a routine, and those routines are designed via the exercise to address said issue now. So we've got those protocols there, and that's what I say is we have that I'm in pain pathway. I've got something I really want to target. And then we have the other option, which is you can go into our baseline program where you're going to get a lot of repetition. You're going to learn these exercises step by step, and you're going to allow your body through repetition to start to reprogram the way your patterns of movement, your patterns of connection. You're going to learn how to turn up the connection. And then the other option is to essentially go into a beginner portal. We have a whole section for beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And then within those, we've got an office program for people that are at their desk that want to be able to do some movement, some routine to break up sitting. There's a ton of workouts under there. We've got a surfer, you know, we're all surfers. So we have a surf program. We have a run program. We've got the strength-based program, integrating this into your weightlifting, which I'm about to overhaul. I've been given a green light to completely restructure that, so I'm excited. Nice. And you're going to probably see some Katsu and a few of my other favorite bridges that complement FT as we get into that performance. Because I do believe, I mean, we're all on the same page. We want to age well, and we want to stay functioning as long as we can. So we know we've got to look after making sure we maintain muscle and bone density. So I'm a big proponent of the value of smart strength training. And that's what we've looked to put together on there. Doc and I kind of brought that to life. So there's a lot of pathways. And what I say for everybody, if, you know, right now you're going, I don't know if I want to spend money on another thing, do the initial 2 weeks for free. But what I encourage you is do it every day. Yeah. It doesn't work if you're not willing to do the work. You've got to show up every day. But do it every day and then see how you feel at the end of 2 weeks. And if, you know, $15 a month, 50 cents a day is worth it to you or not. If not, take advantage of our YouTube page then.
Yes.
Go to YouTube, use it. We want people to get better and to feel better. If we could, we'd do it for free. But quite frankly, you know, our goal is we have a teaching team. Sure. We gotta be able to keep the lights on, right?
Right.
So we price it at something that we think is extremely fair. And lets people make an investment. You know, you need to invest in your wellness and your health. And I go to, no matter what, if this isn't for you, be curious to find the tools that will help you, because we're one of many great tools. I'm biased. I think we're kind of the Swiss Army knife. You know, you roll us into a room of 100 people, we're going to get 90% of them better. Mm-hmm. And then I go, you know, that last 10, they might need a different system. This may not be for them. You know, maybe they need a combination of this and something else, or, you know, they need a practitioner in them. I think the FT streaming is really, really, really valuable. And I encourage any doctors, physios, chiros, go on there and explore the idea of this could be an asset for you. We have a lot of doctors that use it as homework for their patients. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're in that space of, I want my people to get better. I want them to have something to do once I'm done adjusting, that they use this as their homework. And so I throw that out there for those looking for a tool in the toolkit.
Absolutely. Yes. I love it. I love it. And you know, you guys have put a lot out there on that YouTube page. Not only your little workouts, especially I love watching you and Eric going back and forth and having fun, you know, doing your workouts and stuff like that out in the middle of the park and all that. But there's also a lot of great lives. I know you do a lot of lives. I know Eric has done many of them, talking about the mechanics of it and stuff like that. So, you know, there's tons of information. So even, you know, again, I would definitely recommend everybody check out the streaming site and go on there, because there's so much information. It's ridiculous. But like you said, even if you didn't want to do that right away, kind of the way I started on the YouTube page, and I just followed them on the YouTube page. And eventually that got me into, okay, I want to explore more. And I tell you, folks, I guarantee you that if you really get into it and you feel the results, you're going to want to explore more. You're going to want to see, what else do these guys have? And how can this help me in my lifting and my everyday stuff and my office work and all that, as you said, because you have a lot of my golf swing, right? You guys have stuff for that as well, you know? So yeah, I would absolutely recommend everybody explore the page, explore the, you know, and again, try the, you know, start it for free and just do it. I tell you, because I didn't think anything could help me. I really didn't. I thought I was like, okay, I'm going to have to live with this type of thing. And like I said, it just came at the right time in my life, you know. So again, you know, I thank, you know, you, I thank Dr. Goodman, all the folks over there at Foundation Training for really just, you know, putting in the work and really, you know, helping so many folks out there like myself who were dealing with so much pain. But I really appreciate, you know, what you guys have done there. It's been absolutely, you know, a godsend for me.
Well, thank you, George. We we're blessed to have an amazing team. We've got our teaching team is a combination of chiropractors, personal trainers, doctors of Chinese medicine. We've got a professional firefighter, Evan Halquist, who is really, really making major shifts in the fire service. You know, I think we're going to see him do big, big things with this work and have a big global effect on firefighters' health in the next 10 years. You know,
he's really shown the value of this for reducing injuries in that combat world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, anybody that would consider coming to one of our certifications, you will not regret the process. We have and just for people that are listening, if you want to find a certified instructor, our course is 6 weeks long. It's 6 weeks of online learning. Each week they have to check in with our teaching team and jump online for a hour long Zoom class to discuss what they learned that week. At the end of the 6 weeks, we all come together for a 2-day in-person where, you know, we get to hang out with Doc Goodman. You get to hang out with me. At that point, most people more want to hang out with our teaching team because they've been with them for the 6 weeks. And just, I'm just going to say, like, they're awesome. They're just such good people and they each bring something amazing. But, you know, after that 2-day in person where we refine your skills, then everyone gets 50 hours of teaching. Then they test out. And we've made this very specifically that way because we want people to know when they look for a certified instructor, they're getting somebody who's really been trained to have that lens. So I always recommend if you jump on streaming, get started and you're feeling a little bit lost, find an instructor, get to work with them and you'll be stoked out on where they take you.
Fantastic. Absolutely. Definitely. So everybody, I want everyone to check them out. FTStreaming.com. I think you guys still have foundationtraining.com as well.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
So either way, you can guys check out. You can get all the information. You know, I highly recommend it. Jesse, it's been an absolute honor having you on the show. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for giving a masterclass here and really demonstrating to the audience how they can take responsibility for their health, their well-being, get out of pain. And listen, 10, 15 minutes a day, you can't go wrong, right? I mean, really, it's an amazing thing. So thank you so much, sir, for being on. Everybody check out Jesse, check out foundationtraining.com. And other than that, have a great day, everybody. Have a great week. I will see you next week. Make sure you take care of yourselves. Make sure you take care of each other. And as always, control your health. Have a great day.